The Japanese government has approved a major policy document called the National Defense Program Guidelines, which are intended to shape this East Asian nation's military policies in the years to come. One key change is that the guidelines envision a shift from so-called basic defense to a, quote, dynamic defense force. Also, Japan's military forces will change their focus from northern defense, vis-a-vis Russia, toward a concern to protect the southwest islands, indicating China. The Japanese defense guidelines explicitly describe China's military modernization as, quote, a concern for the regional and global community. Japanese conservatives speak even more bluntly.
For 20 years, China has been our biggest problem. This is a communist dictatorship with rapidly expanding military power and an increased willingness to employ it. We need to stand firm.
China has responded by calling the Japanese remarks irresponsible and saying that their country is a force for peace and development in Asia and threatens no one. The political left has also left its mark on the new guidelines. The Social Democratic Party was able to block a clear statement in the guidelines that Japan would henceforth become an arms-exporting nation. An open letter from party leader Mizuho Fukushima to Prime Minister Naoto Kan urged him not to break with the traditions of Japan's peace diplomacy. In a moment, the Japanese defense minister will come to this place and to explain the significance of the new defense report.
After a period of 6 years and for the first time since our party came to power, we have a new basic defense policy. I'm very pleased that we have adopted this new policy for the tough security environment of these times.
Defense Minister Kitazawa, however, had more difficulty speaking about relaxing the arms export rules, a measure which he is known to favor.
For many years, our nation has been guided by peaceful principles, and so we must have deep discussions with the people and their representatives.
Analysts say that the Japanese government may continue to tiptoe between those who prioritize a tough defense policy vis-a-vis China and those who call for Japan to remain true to its post-war pacifist tradition. Michael Penn, Press TV, Tokyo.